The Valley is lucky to have Child's Play's brilliantly creative theater for young audiences. In their current production, The Boy Who Loved Monsters and The Girl Who Loved Peas, playwright Jonathan Graham explores a significant contemporary issue that affects families in an entertaining and clever way that provides valuable insights for both youngsters and their adult chaperones. In the new play, we meet Mommy and Daddy and their two children, 8-year-old Evan and 4-year-old Sue. Mommy is constantly on her iPhone while Daddy is married to his iPad. Their obsessions stop critical relations with the children. Creative Evan finds an interesting way to reestablish a relationship with his parents. He hates peas and crafts an imaginative story of an errant but crafty pea who first captures the children's involvement, followed quickly by their suspicious parents. The pea becomes a monster who engages the kids, but makes the parents realize how they neglect their children because of their new gadgets. Playwright Graham doesn't belabor the idea, and the play's one-hour running time is perfect to make his point while providing some entertaining moments to stress his message. After the play, audiences can discuss and, if it applies, make changes within their family. If families have already seen the wisdom of not letting gadgets dominate lives, the play enforces the wise insight. It also lets parents stress to the kids that using smartphones and other technical marvels shouldn't override human relating. Child's Play creates a wonderfully enriching production. As exuberantly directed by Duane Hartford, the play never lets audiences miss the importance of people relating to each other. Set designer Jeff Thompson's off-kilter house brings a splash of whimsy, as do Connie Fur Solomon's garishly colored costumes. Deborah K. Stevens and Mel Reed Glotfelty's wacky Mommy and Daddy still stress how critical relating to children has become. Michelle Cunnan's Goody Two-Shoes Sue and Tyler Eglin's smartly crafty Evan are perfect, while Katie McFadden's daffy but lovable Pea makes the kids think cleverly. Young audiences will be delightfully entertained by The Boy Who Loved Monsters and The Girl Who Loved Peas, as they are subtly reminded of having a close relationship with their parents. Adults will be reminded how critical it is to relate to kids as they help them comprehend the complex world around them. The Boy Who Loved Monsters and The Girl Who Loved Peas gets 5 stars out of 5 and continues at the Tempe Center for the Arts through March 8th. For KBOC, I'm Chris Curcio.